Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Fighters, so many contractors struggle to get their clients that they've done amazing work for to give them great reviews in a timely manner. And that's why I want to make sure that you are familiar with Nice Job. Adam wrote in and told us, he says, I started using them 7 days ago and they've increased my total reviews by 22% with 6 years worth of reviews. Wish I was using them 6 years ago. Makes me wonder how many reviews the business would have had by now if I did. All right. Nice Job takes the pain away from you collecting client reviews, and it really makes it simple with just a click of a button for your happy clients. So check out thecontractorfight.com/nicejob and take advantage of the opportunity you have to get kick-ass reviews.
All right. Dan is on.
What's up, Tom?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Peachy keen.
Fresh off a workout, it looks like.
Yeah, I literally walked in from the backyard and here we are. So after I dropped the step kids off at the swimming pool. So
there you go. There you go.
What that means.
I've been trying to get ready for that Newman workout and I can barely fucking walk upstairs today.
Right?
Got it. Yeah. The squats killed me.
Yeah.
Jesus. But it's all right. I got time. Yeah.
That's all good. Well, I tell you what, how many weeks do we have till Mile High? Then just go, okay, like if the plank is 4 minutes and 44 seconds and you start with 45 seconds this week and just add 30 seconds a week or whatever, you'll be there, right? Or 15.
I'm just stacking the wins, hit one stage and move into the next one until I complete it and start again. I'll get there. Stuff.
All right. Well, we're going to get going here. We're going to bang out a couple questions here for our Q&A episode. So this is from Liam. Kind of two questions here. And this might take the whole time because last time we had a gross profit and a pricing question, Dan, I lit the fuse and exploded. So
I can just punch out now if after this one's gone.
All right. So let me just head here. So, but this is a really good question, and it's actually on the heels of an Instagram thing I just did, I think last night, a reel of mine that we can elaborate on. Reel, not R-E-E-L, not R-E-A-L. All right. Liam asks, he's an electrician. When supplying a customer with an estimate, I use QuickBooks for everything, he says. If it costs $1,000 in material, do I put $2,000 in my breakdown? I am just waiting for the customer to argue that that cost makes no sense. I'm sure this isn't a lot of trades, but in electrical, the materials can be extremely costly. In a lot of cases, the material costs more than the time to install it. In these cases, how can I still get that 50% gross profit other than doubling my labor? Oh my God. Dan, you know what? I feel like I'm in the batter's box right now. See, look at this. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to get in the batter's box.
Very sleeveless. You're ready to go.
Man, like I am. There we go. See, look at that lion tat. Isn't that a badass lion tat? Look at that, you guys, huh? So anyway, I'm in the batter's box right now. And the pitch is coming in slow motion. And it's not a baseball, Dan. It's a fucking beach ball.
Yeah, it's like a fish called Wanda. Slow and coming at you.
One of those big plastic kid bats that are like this. Wide, like this is the easiest pitch in the history of the questions we've ever gotten here. All right. So anyway, you go ahead and go first because you got to leave before me.
Is there a second part of this question?
I kind of blended it all in one and blah, blah, blah. So
I think it's a lot of head trash assumptions on what the customer is going to think right out of the gate. First of all, I can appreciate the fact materials are expensive, but it sounds like he's more afraid to put the price out there and see what's going on. It's just kind of making the assumption that it'll be too expensive out of the gate. And if you present something without confidence, it's a surefire way to fail it.
Yeah, the one thing he said here was, I'm just waiting for the customer to argue. Like, right away, you're putting like bad vibes, bad juju or whatever it is, bad mojo into the universe, Liam. And so, anything else you want to share on this?
Well, my second thing on that is like, if that, say that is the case, say that the customer is always like, you're full of shit, you can't, that's too much money, whatever. It's like, so you can do the way I run my paint business where I get 50 to 60 on my labor. And then I run materials at a different margin to work that. So, because I just want to put the money in the pocket for what I'm really putting out there. So mm-hmm. he can play with it as he sees fit. But right now it sounds like it's more just fear of even getting in the sandbox and trying to hit 50% gross by doubling his materials.
Yeah. So Liam, if you're watching this, if you're listening to this, before I open my mouth, I'm going to tell you, I love you.
Here we go.
I care about you. No, actually, I'm not going nuclear. I promise. All right. But I am going to give Liam and everybody else who's all puckered up, their little sphincters are all tight. They can't even squeak out a little poop because it's so tight. And they're constipated over this pricing issue. You guys, get out of your... This is not just for Liam. I'm moving Liam aside. This is a general statement. If I... Dan, seriously, if we had a nickel for every... I got to remember what platforms I'm on here. I want to be respectful with my language to some degree. Tell me if that's ever stopped me. Here's the deal. Quit being a wuss with your pricing, everybody. Okay? You're being a bunch of wusses. I'll tell you, I just got my hairs cut today, this morning. Dan's going after this, aren't you?
I am. There you
go. All right. Just got my hair cut, my beard trimmed, and I'm sitting there, and Angel is my guy. He's cutting my hair, and Johnny's across from him, his business partner, and Johnny's talking about some treatment where they give away, they include a do-rag with it. Okay. And he's going to, and the do-rag costs him $3 and he's going to charge $7 and tack it on. And if you have little kids in the room, plug your ears. Okay. I'll give you a second. Plug your ears. I said, Johnny's going back and forth to Angel. And I go, Johnny, quit being a fucking pussy and just charge $10 or $15 for the damn thing. Okay. Like he's going to charge $7, like the $3. I said, dude, this is your highest end treatment that you guys offer, and people that are paying for the highest end treatment don't care about $3, $10, or $100. Trust me.
Yep.
And furthermore, I went on to tell them, this goes for every business, you guys. If you have 100 customers, 20% of them will spend at least 10 times more with you. Okay. So if you have a $10 item, let's just make it simple. At least 20% of your people will gladly pay $100 for something else. And then 4% of that, those 20 people, so whatever that works out to, two or three people, whatever the hell it is, I don't know, will pay 20 times more for you and yep. your company and your service. All right, so guys, get out of your heads. Quit being wusses about this pricing stuff. All right, so now I'm going to get back to Liam here because this is a Q&A episode. Liam, there's three ways that you can price your work and sell your work at a 50% gross profit without complicating. The first is what we're talking about here. You take your materials, you take your labor, you times two, okay? And it is what it is. Costs you $1,000 for labor, costs you $1,000 for material, total cost is 2,000 is what you get to write a check for, okay? Times two, sell it for at least 4,000. That's the simplest way. I also acknowledge there are challenges when I was talking to a guy last week, I think it was or the other day, who had like 17 grand in cabinet costs for a kitchen. And he's like, I can't charge 34,000 for these. Okay. Now, first of all, yes, you can, but let's just pretend that your sphincter is still a little too tight and you haven't pulling your testicles out of the back bedroom closet, you know, upper closet shelf in a jar. Okay. Once you grab those and unscrew the lid and put them back on, okay. And women, sorry, tough shit. Okay. However that applies to you, make it if the shoe fits. Well, that was really weird because if the shoe fits, you do it. But anyway, fighters, if you want to make more money, it all starts with raising your gross profit. You could sell millions, but if you ain't keeping enough of the money, you're screwed. That's why we have our 50% bidding sheet for you. If you head to thecontractorfight.com/50, we'll show you how to bid your projects
at a 50% gross profit so that you're not undercharging for the high value work that you bring. So if you want to make more money, go to thecontractorfight.com/50.
Okay, so this is going really not well. So, all right. Option two, do a blended multiplier. Okay, so it's a multiplier of a two, which gives you, you are doubling. You are charging 100% markup. You're marking it up 100% to get a 50% gross profit. Okay. Option two is a blended, guys. And this is what I did. And Dan, I think you've done something similar to this being a painter. I never cared about making money on material. I know some of you right now are freaking out going, blasphemy, stone him. Okay.
It's only 10% of the job. Yeah. Like, gives a shit.
Guys, you're going to make your money on your labor. All right. And I've coached, God, probably hundreds of people to do this through the years. I'm thinking of one guy right now I won't name who does massive landscape projects, material costs, like it'll be $1 million landscape project and material costs freaking $450,000-$500,000. Okay. All right. He's not doubling it. Okay. Instead, and this is what I've always done, is I take my labor times at least three. Okay. So if a guy chart, if I'm paying a guy 25 an hour, you guys stick with me here. Type in the box if you're with me right now. I'm going to give it a minute because the box has been pretty quiet. I've dropped some pretty stupid comments and nobody said anything. So I'm just curious if anyone's still here. Maybe they all left.
So while they're doing that, Tom, it's just funny the perception of what people will pay for markup. When I was in the bike industry, we used to sell our top of the line bike saddle was $320. And this is in 2000. Our cost shipping it out of Taiwan packaged was $17. We marked the shit out of that thing. And people bought them out all year, just sold out every production run. And we didn't sweat about, oh, we can't do this markup. We can't do any of this shit. It didn't matter. Same in the home improvement industry.
It is. It is the same. And here's why you guys, before I finish my math here, when you have it, this is why I always talk about building your brand. When you build a strong brand, people don't give a shit what you charge. And if they give a shit, they ain't your client. And if they give a shit, you don't care because you got plenty of other people that are banging down your door wanting you to do the project because you have you've built your brand. And I don't mean you have a cute logo. Okay. So if a guy costs you $25 an hour, let's just say for our math here, I'm paying a guy 20. And then when you add burden, work comp, tax, my share as the employer, call it 30 for this ease of math. 30. Okay. That's where I get to pay the dude, right? Okay. Or the dudette. I'm going to multiply that times three, and I'm going to charge a minimum of $90 per man hour. What's 9 times 8, everybody? Is that 63? I always screw up my nines. Yeah. 63, isn't it? 9 times 9 is 81. 9 times 7 is 72. I don't know. Whatever. Seriously, the nines screw you up. Speaking of the nines, I stayed at the nines in Portland many years ago. It was a beautiful hotel. Best bed I ever slept in. Okay. Back 72 cents, Crystal. Thank you. All right. Whatever the number is. Guys, if I'm charging $30 or if I'm paying 30, I times it times three, that's $90 per man hour. Okay. So I got a 40 hour job for a guy in the field times 90. I'm charging $3,600, okay? The 40 times 30 goes to him, which is the $1,200, which leaves $2,400 left for me to pay my overhead, my marketing, my truck payments, my debt, my salary, office salaries, the fucking phones, you know, whatever, okay? That $2,400 is your gross profit. Now, that $2,400, when you have a multiplier of three, is just about 67%, my friends. All right. So I always charged at least a multiplier of three on my labor. Okay. And then with my material, my blended rate was usually somewhere around at 1.35. Okay. Meaning if my material is costing me $1,000, like I have on the screen, times 1.35, I'm going to sell it for $1,350. minus 1,000 after I pay for it. My gross profit is 350 divided by 1350 is about a 25%. And the 25% plus the 0.66% divided by 2 gives me a gross profit of somewhere around a 50%, 50.2 or some shit like that. Okay. Yep. So it's a blended gross profit. Okay. Third way, and Dan, I know you've done this a lot, that you can price and sell your work at a 50% gross profit is by selling labor only. Okay. And the way I'll share how I did, then I'll shut up. You share how you did, Dan. The way I did this was sometimes we did this during the Great Recession of 08 when we wanted to be as competitive as we could. So I was still getting, one of the reasons we weathered the storm, you guys, and actually made a shit ton of profit is we did most of our jobs labor only. Okay. At a 67% gross profit. Okay. Think about that. Our gross profit went up during the recession. Our volume went way down. Okay. Which was, you know, it was what it was. And guys, when leads go down, when volume goes down, when the economy takes a dump, you actually have to raise your prices because you have less at bats. So you have to basically keep more of what you sell. Otherwise, you're not going to stay in business. Okay. Anyway, labor only, Dan, we were painting. So it was simple. I know some of you guys are remodeling and all that. It's a pain in the ass. I get that. Okay. Just take the concept here. I would just go, hey, I think the material is going to be around $1,000. We're going to hand you the receipt at the end of the job. You're going to call the paint store and you're give them a credit card or send them a check or do whatever. And you can apply our discount and we're all good. Now, guys, here was the win for the paint store and for us. For us, it never went through our books. Okay. So I never had invoices coming to me, not every job, but a lot of the jobs, we didn't have that invoice flowing through our company, hitting our accounts receivable or payables. Okay. Which was cool. And the other thing was we usually got like a 30% discount because we bought hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of paint every year. Okay. And when our client went direct to the paint store, they'd give them like a 20%. So they were making 10% more. We were making more and the customer was happy because they were just paying. And then we had a little surcharge for like 150, 200 bucks for like sundries, like rags and sanding sponges and caulk and shit like that. Yep. So guys, those are the three ways. Double your cost of goods, do a blended rate of your multiplier or sell labor only. Dan, how did you do labor only?
Really similar to you, except I don't have the customer pay for the materials. They pay the retail price for whatever we use on their house, and all the handling costs, like the bullshit of arranging materials, dump runs, everything are built into our man hours on the job. So we're getting paid for that. And we get a 35% discount off of retail with our vendor. So I've never had one customer actually look to see what the invoice amount is. They just trust me. Mm-hmm. And it kind of takes away all of the labor material breakdown questions disappear because you're just being transparent. I'm like, oh, Tom, it'll be like $1,500 for your paint on this. And I generally do it high. So the last check, I'm giving them a few hundred bucks back, theoretically. To me, it's worked out really well. And the guy you're referencing before, the landscaper, is the one that taught me that. And it was a game changer in a lot of ways.
You talking about Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're thinking the same guy. Yep.
Yeah.
So guys, people, girls, when I say guys, you know what I mean. All right. Whatever.
Y'all.
Pricing your work is simple. The reason you guys are all puckered up about it is you're not confident in your math. You're not job costing. You're not confident in your brand. And you're going into these sales situations expecting people to give you crap. Okay. And I'm telling you right now, okay, sack up and price it and charge accordingly. All right. Mm-hmm. Back to we see this a lot for GCs. I want to talk to the GC remodeler guys here for a minute. Guys, we have a lot of GCs. A lot in Battleground and our other coaching programs and our Sales Warrior workshops, GCs that sub everything out that are selling and producing work at 50, 60% gross profit, like crazy. Okay. It's happening because they've worked on their mind. It's happening because they're telling themselves the right stories. Okay. And the word stories, don't think I mean like, oh, once upon a time, Johnny saw a snake and the snake bit his balls. Okay. That's not where we're going here. All right. Stories are what we tell ourselves, the message we send out into the world, into the community, what we tell our employees, how we communicate things, how do we show up? Okay. If you were on the top of this call, I talked about me getting in shape. I took things to the next level and stuff. Guys, the story I am telling to myself is that I'm an FW. The story I'm telling my team in the fight is that I'm sprinting ahead of them and they better keep up. Okay. And because I'm going next level in myself, the story I'm telling my clients, okay, when they see the way I'm living my life out and the way I'm building the brand and all these things, it's beyond fitness here. Please understand it's beyond fitness, you guys. All right. Is I'm continually getting better and our clients stay with us longer because they want to be with somebody who's going to continue to run ahead of them. Yeah. Okay. There's all these things. I could talk for days on this. Oh, wait, we are talking for days on this in Denver because that's the theme of the whole conference is the stories we tell. All right. So that wraps up this episode of the Contractor Fight Podcast Q&A episode because Dan has to hit the road. I'm going to stay on here for a bit on the live, answer a couple other questions. Dan, any parting thoughts before you got to get the hell out of here?
No, I think just tying on what you just wrapped up, the reason the GCs and Battleground and other groups can get 50% marking up all their subs the way they do is because they've, through the way they sold to their client, they are the only option in that customer's mind, which removes price from the equation because it's like they're irreplaceable because of the service they've given them on the lead up to the job and getting it signed. And so price doesn't matter anymore. That's why they can do it.
There you go.
Cool. All right, buddy. Have a good one, Tom. Talk to you later.
Hey, fighters. Hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com. And in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.